Welcome, everybody. Shiur number 1050. We're learning today. Lila Nishmas Moshe Doig Ben Rabbi Aaron Zisa. Lila Nishmas Blima Basra Moshe. Lirfua Shalema Yecheskel Shraga Ben Esther Fredel Shetaka Have a Rifua Shalema Psach Shachayli Yisrael. Getting back to our Malacha of Kaitzer. Okay, so we started talking last year about moving flower pots. In general, we spoke about tearing items, taking items out from inside the flower pot a little bit, but now we're talking about moving the flower pots per se. So we're working right now on the flower pots that actually have a hole on the bottom, perforated on the bottom. Okay, so I just want to sort of like sum up that part of it from the Sefer Yitzhar Halachas. He brings it down so beautiful. Now with Simon Shin Lamed Vav Ois Chav Ches. He says like this: Otzitz. We know by now. We know the otzitz is the flower pot in general, right? The plant pot, flower pot. The Hainu Kli Sheyesh by Ofer Gedolim Shoma Savim Shkarim Plant. You have plants growing their flowers and so on. Im Yesh by Nekev. So he says the bottom line is like this: if there's a hole on the bottom, Milmata, right? Hareza Kemechubar Lakarka. Now it's on dirt. It's on the ground. It's on a dirt ground. We'll try and talk about other grounds like cement, wood, how that works. But it's on a dirt ground. One is not allowed to pick it up. And it has a din, like it's attached to the ground, even though it's not attached to the ground. Technically, you say, well, I could pick it up, but as it didn't, like it's attached to the ground. Lefisha yoinik min hakarka, like we explained yesterday, because of the fact that it's getting its nutrition from the ground. Alidei hayoinik shemereich lachluchas hakarka. Okay. So he says further, v'alkein imunach al gabi karka. Therefore, if it's, you have the flower pot plant in it, there's a hole that's perforated on the bottom, it's sitting on the dirt ground. It's also litloi misham. Then you can't pick it up and put it on pegs. You can't, in other words, you can't remove it on Shabbos. It's the same thing. It's very similar to, it's the same thing basically as Toilish, which is the Tolda from the Malach of Koitzer. It's the same thing if it's on, it's perforated and it's on pegs. You can't put it on the floor. Okay, because that's like planting. Okay, so that's what we explained last time, but he goes further and he says that, so two things he brings down. Number one, he says that, even if you say, well, I'm not going to pick it up, I'll bring it on another place, maybe I'll just move it on the ground itself. So it's continuously on the ground. I'm not really uprooting it and putting it in a place whereby it doesn't get the nutrition from the ground. So, but there are those who want to say yesh oisrim lataltalam imakayma mishamuk. So those who want to say, he brings down that this flower pot is actually mukse. He brings this from the Kalkela Shabbos, the Mincha Shabbos, Prima Gadim, Shvizis Shabbos, and other. That the Mitzadid Lahachmed, that Bechlal, this thing, Til Ladavid, he brings from others. One has to be careful not to move Bechlal, this flower pot that's perforated on the bottom, even though you're not going to mamish pick it up and remove it from the ground and put it on the table or put it into a place whereby it's not going to be straight. In other words, the holes from the bottom of the flower pot are not going to be facing toward the ground straight. Even just to move it, one has to be careful because of the fact that it's muksa according to many poskim. Now he said another interesting thing he brings from the Shulchan Aruch Harav. He says like this: "Munach al karka mamish." Again, it's sitting on the dirt ground. This flower pot. Yesh by talisha min atara. Fine. Okay. Vafilu munach al gabi yisaidus. He says even if it's on. That interesting thing that even though it might be hanging up, sometimes people have flower pots that are hanging up and it's perforated and it's facing the ground. Sometimes on the outside of people's houses they have a flower pot, right, with plants in it. It's perforated on the bottom and it's facing the dirt ground. It's facing a regular dirt ground. So v'afilu munach al gabi yisaidus sheyesh bei aver mafsik beinoi lekarka, that there's no separation between the perforation on the bottom, the holes on the bottom of the flower pot and the ground. There's no wood or cement or something like that. It's just facing the ground. So afilu ha, but it's higher up. It's higher up. Afilu hachi arehu kemechuba. Even then, it's as though it's like attached. He brings this again from the Shulchan Aruch Rav. Lefisha yoni katsas min hakarka derech ava. Because even through the air, since it's facing the dirt ground, even like soil is facing soil. So through the air, even it's a few feet up through the air, it's some sort of a little bit of nourishment that's getting into the nutrition, that's getting into the nourishment, however you want to call it, into the plants. So therefore, if it's going into the plants and the flowers, so even if somebody wants to take it from the ground and put it on the pegs, and they're not removing it per se. They'll just pick it straight up. There's a nail, there's pegs or whatever, and they'll pick it straight up. It's still sort of like a little bit connected to the ground, but they'll pick it up from the ground and put it on the pegs. That wouldn't be the Issa Min HaTorah, he says, but he says, it's still considered that it's somewhat attached because he never removed it per se from the ground. There's holes on the bottom of the flower pot and it's facing the ground, but you just brought it up higher, okay? You say this, the same thing, but in that case, it will be also midrabanan, he says. You say this, the same thing if it's on the pegs, and you brought it down. I'm taking it off the pegs, I'm putting it now on the floor. But again, it's facing constantly with the hole on the bottom of the flower pot, the ground, the dirt ground, the soil, and so on. It wouldn't be minatayra zareya, it wouldn't be the issue of planting per se, like we said last time. If you take a flower pot and you have holes on the bottom, perforations, and now you go and put it on a soil, on dirt ground, you don't plant it. You just put it on there. That's mamish min haTorah, the question of a problem of zereya, of planting. But in this case, you never removed it from the soil. You never put it on the soil. It was constantly facing the soil. The bottom holes were constantly facing the soil. So, but he says, "Aser medrabanan," it would be. "Avul drabanan" is aseruhu mishum shadoyme letoilish, because it's very similar to toilish. In other words, if you pick it up again, what's the case? The flower pot with holes on the bottom, perforation. You pick it up from the ground, just straight up, without moving it on, you know, across any other places. Straight up, and hang it up on pegs, on a nail, or whatever. So that would still be aser to do midrabanan. Okay, so that's as far as that goes. A pretty open and shut case. Again, just real quickly, closing, bring everything to a close. We have a flower pot, perforation. We said you can't move it, right, when it's on a dirt ground, and you can't put it on the dirt ground, can't take it off. And we saw today, number one. Number two, lamais, it's muksa, according to many paiskim, also just even to move it back and forth, even though it's still in the ground, and even just to pick it up, and just to pick it up with holes on the bottom and to hang it up on a peg, or to put from the peg down onto the ground when it's just straight down. There's no interruption in between, like a piece of wood or plastic or something like that. And it's constantly, the holes are facing constantly the ground. Besides the muksa pot, which we saw according to many paiskim, that will be aser midrabanan, because shedoyme letoilish, it's similar to Lisha, whereby is if you move it onto a hard surface like a table or a beged or something like that, piece of clothing or plastic or something like that, that will mamish be min haTorah, because like we spoke about, it's mamish like uprooting. Okay, we'll try and move on to other inyanim in reference to flower pots that do not have holes on the bottom. How do we work with that? Bezras Hashem Yisbarach, an upcoming shiurim. Thank you for listening. Atzlachem bracha kol tov.